Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. It's March 30th, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the month, 2020. I'm here with my co-host, Dave Allen, and it is Monday, and I want to thank each and every one of you joining us today as you listen to our commentary and our opinions on today's economic and political news for the day. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hello, Melody.
Are you there, Dave? I heard you.
Hello, Melody.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Melody.
Yes.
I can hear you, but it sounds like you might not be able to hear me.
I hear you.
Hello.
I hear you.
What How did are I, you?
What did I start? I had to have a little bit of a chuckle. Hope everyone else is chuckling. Let's just get moving right along. And thanks, Dave. Giving me a hard time after the day I had today.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I know. It was your pleasure, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Hey, today. Pardon?
Absolutely.
Yes. It's been just another hectic day here at Discount Gold and Silver, and I have been getting a couple of emails, and I do encourage you to send me emails for questions, and I don't know if they're actually broadcasts or emails sent to me to be broadcast on the radio to ask, but I think they're important questions. Some of the ones that I get and I'd like to share with everyone, I do respond on a individual basis also, and some of those I don't bring on and air for everybody. But I have a couple of them today, and it's really about 90% silver, why you buy it. And what I have hearing more and more, Dave, and I don't mean to get off on this tangent right in the beginning before we get to the markets, but since I'm there, I may as well. If you hear anyone who says that there's one gold product that's going to be easier to sell in the future than another, hang up on them, call them a fibber. They're not telling you the truth. There is only one product that would be maybe a little difficult to sell because you need a specialty market, and that is a true rare coin, $250,000 coin, and I could probably sell that into the market and get you a price. Might not be the best price that you could get if it went to auction, but the market would still buy it. The market, gold markets trade 24/7 around the world. Of course, I'm not open 24 hours. I feel like I'm open 24 hours. But that is why you buy gold. It's almost, not quite, but almost as good as cash, the liquidity of it. It doesn't matter if you have, I hear this in the silver, the 90% silver. Oh, nobody's going to want that in the future. It's junk. Excuse me. That is a lie. That is not true. I do agree there's some things that we don't know how it's going to fold out. People talk to me about confiscation. I can debate both, whether they will or whether they won't. It's not my job to tell you to buy a certain product just to avoid confiscation, but I'll tell you the coins that are available that would limit you from confiscation. You're kind of spreading your risk. If you buy, the pre-33 coins and maybe some bullion, you're spreading your risk. That's what it's all about. That's what you do in your portfolios. It's what you should have been doing in your paper markets if you were in paper. Now it's time to get out of paper. But there's still some things that you follow through in the gold market and the silver market. 90% silver. When you're ready to do something with it, the first thing you're going to do is call me and sell it into the market. That's it. You are going to get the silver price for that product. The reason you buy 90% silver is because, number one, it was more cost effective. I went online today. Silver Eagles, $29. Are you serious? $14 spot, and they're selling them for $29. Heck, I got some on my desk I've been holding here because the premium. I'll sell them to you for $25. Good grief. So that's why you bought 90% silver. Cost effective. Number two. So that means when it was cost effective, you got more silver for your money. That's what it's all about. It was still a good buy. Plus, it's real constitutional money. Silver Eagles, yes, legal tender. But you can't take that Silver Eagle into the store and spend it for this face value. Well, Melody, it's silver. I don't want to spend it for... No, you don't. You don't want the 90% silver to do that either. But you could. In an extreme emergency... And baby, I think we're going to have an extreme emergency here pretty quick, perhaps. But you could if you had to. So it gives you multiple options with your 90% silver. And when it's time to sell, if silver's $50 or $100 or wherever it might be, you don't think there's going to be a buyer for your silver? The market will buy it all day long. So get those ideas. Same way with gold. Who's going to want your pre-33 $20 gold pieces? Everybody. Everybody. Is a buffalo better than a gold eagle? No. It doesn't give you any better performance. They don't make as many of them, so sometimes you can get a little bit bigger of a premium. You know, if you think a $20, $25, maybe even a $50 premium is big. To me, it's you buy what you can buy for immediate delivery. And I've seen online, too, pre-orders, April 15th. Hopefully, before it was April 3rd. Now it's April 15th. What's it going to be a week from now? April 30th. You want to buy what's in inventory. Quick deliveries. So if you have to get your mind off, all I want is a gold eagle. Well, we got kangaroos for immediate delivery. Gold kangaroos. Well, I want gold eagles. No, you don't. You know? Oh, it's foreign. I don't want it because it's foreign. You're going to be selling it into the market. So again, we don't know what the legalities of the international trade for gold is going to be. You're right. But we're globalized. We're in a different world than what we were. So, and at certain times, I saw where you could trade foreign gold versus American gold when that... So it's a give and take. We don't know how they're going to change the laws in the future. But what other options do you have? Oh. Okay. I'm going to stay in paper because, hey, who knows what happened in gold? It's just mind-boggling, the information that's floating around out there. And those of you who have your metals stored in Singapore, well, how confident are you feeling today? Even in Canada, how confident are you feeling today? If you needed it, do you think you can get it back? And how long is it going to take? A month and a half? Do you think this might be worse in a month and a half? That month and a half will turn into 3 months? Oh, well, maybe I better just liquidate and then buy in the country. Well, maybe, yeah. So these are things you have to think about. I saw in Italy the headline. Now they're gearing up for riots. You know, if this goes around the world, I hope your metals are safe. You live with your metals. You don't store them in other lands unless you live there too. I mean, that's just the rule of thumb. I mean, if you have $100 million and you wanted to store, you know, $5 million someplace, that's all right. You've got enough money. But I'll guarantee you the majority of the people who store their money overseas They probably have 100,000, maybe 200, maybe less. So how good? Totally different. They don't put your money overseas based on what's suitable for you. Of course not. Most people don't have $100 million that they come in contact with. Again, I'm preaching, Dave. You should have interrupted me. I didn't mean to go on, but I'm just fired up because I hear these stories and I hear these, and, you know, they don't want to come out and ask me. They don't want to even tell me where they've heard this stuff at. And yes, everybody has an opinion, but break it down. What's common sense? And your common sense is going to rule as we go through these financial difficulties. And maybe common sense, I mean, everybody thinks that they're going to get this, you know, you're going to go to Las Vegas and you're going to hit the big one or the lottery ticket. You're going to be pulled. That's something I haven't heard in a long time. Lottery tickets. Are they even selling lottery tickets anymore? Anyway, you think that you're the lottery ticket, that you're going to be the $300 million winner on some investment. Those are few and far in between. And I'll guarantee you, anybody who has a deal that's going to give you that type of return, why would they be telling you? Most people don't want to share those types of things. So anyway, let's go to the metal market before I'm out of time. Dave, we have gold today. New York spot price aftermarket is $1,622, down $6. We have silver, $1,411, down $42. We have platinum down $20 at $729. Palladium was up $41 at $2,356. You have the USDX today was stronger by 0.66 at 98.97. Crude oil was down another $1.30 at 20.22. And a lot of the buyers anymore, they're using June contract prices to figure out what the and there's a big spread between. I know y'all go to you know, Kitco and that kind of thing to get your prices. So there is a big spread between June contract and the New York spot price. The only reason I ever give New York spot price, because I know that's what you all go to and that's what you follow. So when I'm quoting something, usually the spread isn't that great, so it's not no big deal. You know, I can absorb a dollar. You know, I don't mind taking it out of my you know, if my cost is a little bit, you know, I'm not going to mess around with cents and so forth. You guys see what it is on there, and that's what I go by. But now there is a big spread between June contracts and this New York spot price. So you also have to be careful when you are doing various purchasing and the pricing and so forth. If it seems high, that could be one of the reasons. So nothing is the same as it once was as we go into these highly volatile markets and where the supply and demand is so strong. The paper markets today had a little bit of a reversal. We have the Dow up 690 points at 22,327. The NASDAQ is up 271 points at 7,774. And the S&P is up 85 at 2,626. It's not the time to go in and buy on the dips, ladies and gentlemen. We've got governments and Federal Reserves and central banks buying these assets. It isn't real. 10-year yield, 0.67%. Gold, let's see. Japan and Hong Kong were down. London and Germany were higher. And hey, the extreme fear. We're getting deeper into this virus thing that's going on. And hey, they're just, stock market's up 2,000 points. And hey, we're still a little fearful. But we're not at the number 7 like we once were, or the number 5. We're moving on up. We're 25 now. That's all it takes. And that's what they want. You don't do anything if you're not concerned. You don't sell your paper stocks. You don't sell your paper. And that's what they're trying to keep you from doing. Just like they don't, you know, they don't want you going to the banks. You know, they don't want any run on the banks. Because there's no money there. You know, it's the same thing. Oh, get me off my roll, Dave. We were gonna talk a little about. I don't think we need to. I think everybody knows what the updates are on the virus and so forth. You can talk a little bit about their. If you want to talk about the Americans, the stimulus relief, if you'd like.
Well, we're going to talk a lot more about it later in the program, and you can find an article I wrote in this week's newsletter on the stimulus package, stimulus 3.0, that is. But as listeners know, the IRS is preparing to send most Americans one-time stimulus relief checks as part of the so-called CARES Act. That was passed last week, signed into law on Friday. But one thing I didn't mention in the article, because this is just coming out now, as a lot more of these types of details will over the coming days and weeks, the bill excludes anyone 18 and older who can still be claimed as a dependent on another person's tax return. In fact, people who can be claimed as a dependent aren't eligible for a payment, even if they aren't claimed. So that's one anomaly. A taxpayer is allowed to claim a full-time student between the ages of 19 and 24 as a dependent, so the parent will not get $500 for a college student. Nor can the college student generally claim the $1,200. However, the parent will still be able to receive that $1,200 check for the student as a dependent if they're eligible otherwise. Again, we'll have more on the stimulus bill later on in the program.
Are we getting taxed? Are they getting taxed on the money? Do you know?
I don't know. I didn't see anything about that. Generally speaking, these kinds of things are subject to income tax, but this may be a special exception. We'll have to look into that.
All right. Well, you know, as I said, there's just money flowing everywhere. You have Australia. They announced a record stimulus program as the country faces its biggest drop in output since 1931. Same way with Singapore, China, Europe. They're all doing it. Europe is even trying to get something called the Corona Bond. That's just wrong. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until that day, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Yeah. Things are changing, things are going your way. If you hold on,
and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And visit the website dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And just another announcement, ladies and gentlemen, I really do ask, we do try to get back to everyone. Please do call us if you leave a message. We're trying our best. We're trying to get everybody called by the end of the day, and, you know, we lock in price. Usually if I'm late in getting back to you, you usually get a little special deal, you know, because I feel so bad that I couldn't get back to you. And so, you know, I do ask your patience, but it is very important that you get your funds converted from paper to gold. And we've got the, you know, best prices out there along with service. And, you know, we still do business the old-fashioned way. So you need to call us at 800-375-4188. And, you know, it's interesting, Dave, you know, there's a slew of old industries that once hesitated to embrace digital technologies. They're kind of now being forced to do so for the sake of survival. Once consumers get used to accessing services digitally, from older restaurants finally embracing online ordering or newspapers finally going all digital, these industries, they're not going to be able to go back to the traditional operations. And what that means also, I see jobs. I mean, you see all these places shutting down. Now that you have where everybody is working from home, I can't imagine retailers are going to be able to make it through this. You have Macy's that's looking to lay off 130,000 employees. The Fed says a third, and they're going to be optimistic in any numbers that they come out. They say a third of Americans will be unemployed. Well, I guarantee you that it's going to be much worse than that, because you never get the real numbers from government. They're always optimistic. They don't use worst-case scenario. They use best-case scenario, and that's usually something in between, but it's still better than best-case scenario. So a lot of these brick-and-mortar shops that never sold goods online, they're going to have to, perhaps. Now that their doors are shut, customers can't come in, can't leave their home. So what do you think about that, Dave?
I believe it. I mean, it's essentially been trending that way in any event. I just think something of a crisis mode like this pandemic might just speed it up. But some movie studios like Universal have said they're going to roll out for the first time. They're going to roll out movies to digital audiences at the same time that they make them available in the movie theaters. That's a major change. Although analysts don't think the box office will ever die. I mean, this could put pressure on the traditional 90-day exclusive movie window that theaters used to enjoy over TV at-home streamers. And brick-and-mortar shops that never sold goods online are shifting to that mode at a moment when stores all across the country have shut their doors and customers aren't leaving their homes. Sellers who had offered a limited selection online are now shifting to full catalog service, 100% online. The iconic Portland independent bookstore, Pals, excellent, really cool place. been there twice in my life. It's able to rehire 100 laid-off store employees after a surge of online orders from their devoted customers. By contrast, offline-only retailers like Marshalls and TJ Maxx are basically out of business until in-person shopping returns. TJ Maxx has been retrofitting a strip mall near where I live, and I'm thinking to myself, in fact, my wife and I drove by there late last week on one of our rare times out of the house over the past month, and just wondered how long it was going to take and how much money that TJ Maxx was investing in this store. It's certainly not peanuts. And how many other stores like that are there across the country? And again, restaurants that chose not to adopt online ordering or delivery services are suddenly finding that their lifeline now is the internet. Especially since many towns, counties, states across the country have banned dining in at restaurants, so it's a new situation out there, Melody.
Well, I would think it's a lot easier for, like, if you have ballet lessons or if you have karate classes, even exercise or yoga, or I mean, that's pretty easy to go online. All you need is, you know, a computer. But it's a little more difficult to actually sell product. And, you know, then to ship it and everything like that. So, yeah, I think, I mean, I've seen exercise. I thought it was pretty neat. I saw it, oh, maybe 6-7 months ago, where there was a mirror that I've seen televisions where when you shut it off, it converts to a mirror. And then when you turn it on, you have a TV. So you don't have that black screen on your wall and, you know, you have something a little more decorative when it's a mirror. And this exercise machine, Dave, is, you know, it's a mirror. It's like a full-length mirror, and you push a button and little guy appears and you do your exercises with
them. Oh, that's fascinating.
It really is. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
It'll be interesting when all these stay-at-home orders are finally relaxed. And I do say when, not if. Certainly not any time in the next few weeks. But I can imagine there being all sorts of enticement and incentives to entice shoppers back out again when we can. I remember years ago, gosh, this is going back 20 years. I don't know if I've told this story on the air or not. A good friend of mine was a radio production manager at a radio station in Seattle. And the town was just coming off of 4 straight weeks of rain. The local suicide rate had jumped up. And his office was maybe on the 7th or 8th floor. It was up there facing a courtyard right outside the main entrance. And all of a sudden, we looked out, and the sun was coming out. It was, you'd see Mount Rainier in the distance all of a sudden. And we both, as we were looking outside, there must have been maybe 200 or 300 people just pouring out of the building and just raising their arms up to the sunshine. It's like, we could go out again. And, you know, you can certainly see something something akin to that when, not that life, we'll see if it's a new normal or not after this, because there's still a lot of uncertainty about whether there's going to be a second and future phase, a recurrence of this come colder weather again later this fall.
Yeah, I know. I see where Virginia, they have a statewide order until June 10th. Mm. Now, I'm not quite sure what that order is. The headline reads that they have an order, but I'm assuming it's a stay-home order until June 10th, just essential businesses. And we're considered, we can fall into the essential because basically we're banking. You're, you know, converting your dollars into gold. So we're still considered an essential business. So we can continue to go to the post office and so forth and get your product shipped. I don't know if there's going to come a time when that changes, but, you know, we'll play it day by day. And again, the importance of working with somebody. I've talked all these years about trust. Because if you're just buying online with folks that you don't know, and you maybe you've heard of them, but you haven't about, I mean, they have their own customers that have worked with them, and they do trust them, and that's a good thing. But going into someplace new now, you know, it's, do you want your product sitting somewhere with people you don't know? I mean, how is your product is going to be handled if, you know, things become interrupted? That's why you want something that you can get quick, fast delivery. I can't stress that. Can't stress that enough. But, you know, so, yeah, you're right. It's going to be interesting to see how it changes. And I know I'm getting pretty, everybody's beginning to get cabin fever, that's for sure. But I agree with you. I think this is going to go on a lot longer. And I hear, Dave, I hear the various opinions where this is downplayed. And on the other extreme, it's hyped to the 10th degree. And I think we just all need to have common sense and do what you have to do with what is suitable for you and your family. And I don't understand, even if you believe that, you know, based on the numbers and the people and so forth, I just find it hard to believe that people are so inconsiderate that they wouldn't take this seriously. And just because you think you're healthy, that you're okay, so you can go out and about and, you know, not worry about it, not think of other people. And I've had people tell me that I'm healthy, so I don't have to worry about anything. I don't know if you've heard that, Dave. Have you heard that from anybody?
No, I haven't. I've read about it. We know that police in various parts of the country have been busy breaking up what they're referring to as defiant parties.
Yeah.
There's one on Friday in the Trenton area of Ewing Township. Some call them defiant parties, other calling them Corona parties. I'm sure they're serving Corona beer. This one came on a complaint. It's a party of 47 people and a DJ inside a 550-square-foot apartment.
Wow.
That's not a good thing. 550 divided by 47, what's that? One, it's like 12 square feet, 12 feet, and that's not good. So that tenant was arrested for obstructing administration of law and violations of emergency and temporary acts. Same night, Charles County, Maryland, 41-year-old man arrested after he hosted about 60 people at his home. It was the second arrest at his home in 4 days. And there are other places, Detroit and Hawaii, reporting a combined 70 citations with two arrests for alleged stay-at-home order violations. So, I mean, if that's all there is in the country, hey, I'd say people are heeding. But we know it's not.
It's not.
We see pictures of the southern beaches and various and sundry other larger scale get-togethers. We do reap what we sow, so be careful. And here's a case where not only do we reap what we sow, but others may as well, particularly your parents, grandparents, great aunts and uncles.
Yeah, you know what? And you're right. If you want to do harm to yourself, I don't have a problem with that. You want to jump off a bridge because you think there's enough water underneath there and you'll be fine, that's okay. Go for it. But when you hurt other people, And I don't think anybody intentionally wants to do it, but they do have to kind of take this a little bit seriously. And, you know, it's just...
Well, I bet you Jerry Falwell Jr. Is having some regrets.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
After he reopened Liberty University, and now there are 12 students there who are sick with coronavirus.
And we don't know how many of them they infected.
No. Well, you're absolutely right.
So, and you know, and it is the older people. You know, it is, you know, not all, but I mean, because it's now, it's beginning to hit younger people too. Now they're coming out and saying something different. So there's a lot of misinformation. I don't know if it's intentional. I don't know if it's just, you know, just too much media out there to begin with. And again, too many opinions instead of fact. And we certainly don't have coherent messaging. I guess that's what it is, Dave. I'm not quite sure what I would name the messaging coming out of D.C., it's certainly not
Consistent, right?
Yes. So, you know, and we're being nice. And it just buffaloes me, and then I'm going to move on. How it could mean anything. How can you even bring up ratings on your nightly announcements to the country? How can ratings even matter and think that's a good thing? Let's go ahead and let's talk about your the newsletter article. We can start it. We can finish it up. Well, we got about 30 seconds, so I'll just go in and talk a little bit about it. It's going to come out later today. We don't have the market report attached to it. Ladies, I've just been too busy to do it. We work Saturday. I work Sunday. But we will have Dave's article in there. We will have Wendy's article in there. And we're going to talk about, when we come back from the break, about the what's in the Corona's stimulus bill that was signed into law on Friday by President Trump. And this will probably get your blood boiling a little bit. But we'll see. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You can email me at discountgoldandandsilver@yahoo.com. A couple of people have been telling me it's not working, but, you know, computers across this country are acting funny. I hear it every day from California to Texas to up in Missouri. They're slower, and weird things are happening. So, you know, anything can happen. But the email works, discountgoldandandsilver@yahoo.com. So if you send me something and I don't respond, and I don't check my spam every day, so always email me back. So we're going to talk about what's in the stimulus. The capital leeches, Dave? No.
Oh, the capital leeches.
No.
They are out and about.
No.
After a rare unanimous Senate vote last Wednesday, the $2.3 trillion Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, CARES for short, the CARES Act, was passed by voice vote by the House and signed into law by the President on Friday. And this being America, especially in the no-holds-barred 21st century, the federal government is open for coronavirus business. Thus, the chaotic stampede to get a piece of it is on. The leeches are already swarming the halls of the Capitol. Here are just a few of the countless examples we're reading about, Melody. One South Carolina company has hired a lobbyist close to the president to try to win government approval to sell a misting spray to kill coronavirus on airplanes.
Isn't that a good thing, though?
Well, maybe, maybe not. It depends. Okay. If he's the only person who offers this product, perhaps it's good. But on the other hand, these no-bid contracts are generally not good for the taxpayer.
True.
A Manhattan company is seeking money from the fiscal stimulus package for its quick change recyclable hospital curtains. Two well-connected Republican fundraisers have linked up with a competing businesses, both competing or claiming to be able to provide highly valued equipment like coronavirus test kits and masks. The other side of the aisle is no better. Democratic fundraisers are walking the halls representing new clients. They're dropping their political clients and hooking up with people who want access to the decision makers. Now that is most likely going to be in the different agencies of the executive branch, although I wouldn't doubt that some, particularly larger businesses, are going to be lobbying the five members of the House and Senate who are going to be part of this oversight committee. So we will see. In any event, Melody, across the country, it's cha-ching, cha-ching, as companies are seeing a chance to cash in, do some good for people on the one hand, maybe both, making virus response one of the few thriving sectors of the economy right now. And because so much of that business runs through D.C., the scramble has created new opportunities for those who can offer access, influence, and expertise in navigating the complex bureaucracy that is in the executive branch and securing pieces of stimulus 3.0, we'll call it. For plenty of Washington-influenced peddlers, coronavirus is indeed a time for making a lot of money. A few liquor among the hundreds of trade associations who roam that, who are roaming the floors of House and Senate office buildings, liquor distillers are one group that stand out. A few liquor distillers that are converting their production lines to hand sanitizers ask Congress for an exemption on the federal excise tax on liquor. The exemption sought by the Distilled Spirits Council reportedly ended up in the CARES Act, although it did contain a condition that to qualify for the tax break, the hand sanitizers that's produced has to meet certain FDA standards, which is yet to approve the type of sanitizer most distilleries are now making.
Well, that's not good, because now people are thinking they're going to need something that doesn't work.
Oh, no, no. I mean, this, you know, all the I understand that the major brands of sanitizers out there are, you know, contain at least 60% alcohol, which I think is the threshold for killing up to 99 or whatever percent it is of bacteria and the coronavirus.
So there's 883 pages. What did you pick out to write about?
Well, there are a bunch of hundreds, literally, of provisions, probably 20, 25, I mentioned in the article, that are going to affect most people and most businesses. But just to summarize a couple of them here with our time constraints, $2.3 trillion here is not sure how long of a way it goes, but first, if not foremost in a funding sense, there are a number of provisions aimed at helping people, individuals, stay engaged in the economy. Of course, as we talked about in the first segment, individual cash payments, that's going to cost an estimated $300 billion. Most individuals earning less, adult individuals now earning less than $75,000, can expect a one-time cash payment of $1,200. That payment, Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, says should come no later than 3 weeks, either via direct deposit, if that's how you file your file for a tax refund. Otherwise, it'll come as a check in the mail. Now, married couples would each receive a check, and families would get $500 per child, with sort of the caveats that I mentioned about college students. That means a family of four earning less than $150,000 generally can expect $3,400 total. Two $1,200 checks, two $500 checks. Checks start to phase down over $150,000 for a couple, disappear completely. Individuals making more than $99,000 and couples making more than $198,000. Cash payments will be based on either your 2018 or 2019 tax filings. People who receive Social Security benefits, this was a big question late last week, but don't file a tax return are eligible too. A number of Social Security recipients don't have to file income taxes because it's their only source of income, and they're not subject, the level of benefits they receive are not subject to federal income tax. Their payments will be based on information provided by the Social Security Administration. So that's that for the individual check, Melody.
What about the extra unemployment payments?
Well, this is a big one, too. It's an estimated cost of $260 billion. The act adds $600 a week from the federal government on top of whatever base amount workers receive from the state they live in, and adds 13 weeks of unemployment insurance payments. Now, the extra $600 a week is for an additional 4 weeks of that 13 weeks. Now, for example, if an unemployed person receives the national average of, say, $340 a week under the act, their take-home pay will be $940. Importantly, the act creates this temporary pandemic unemployment assistance program through the end of 2020 for now. That's to pay self-employed people, freelancers, independent contractors who lose work as a direct result of the coronavirus. But if you or your loved one, there are certain significant exceptions to that that I learned about after the completion of the article. Say, if your wait staff at restaurants could have a difficult time. Now, most restaurants pay an hourly wage, but tips. Now, a good restaurant is going to keep track of tips. Smaller places that don't, and that you happen not to include in your income, and it's your only source of income, you probably won't get a $1,200 check. The good news is that's probably an exception, but just be aware of that if you or your loved one's primary source of income is tip income. You ought to go to irs.gov and check out the exception.
Well, I guess, you know, what about health insurance?
Well, the only thing there, I mean, we know it's been previously, I think this was in the first stimulus package, that the act requires all private health insurance plans to cover COVID-19 treatments and vaccine, and makes all coronavirus tests free. So some are, a few I'm reading about are going a little bit above and beyond, but it sounds like you know, the Blue Cross Blue Shields, Aetna's, United Healths of the country are not going to be, or shouldn't be, charging any you know, co-pays for this the testing and treatments.
What about the business provisions?
Well, the business provisions, there are a number of them too. We know the Act's main features for small businesses are emergency grants and forgivable loan for companies with fewer than 500 employees. There are changes to tax rules that are meant to make it easier for companies to keep employees on the payroll and to stay open, particularly over the near term. The Act provides emergency grants, I think $10 billion worth, up to $10,000 to a small business to provide emergency funds to cover immediate operating costs. An estimated cost of $350 billion, the Small Business Administration is authorized to use that money to provide loans of up to $10 million per business. Any portion of a loan used to maintain payroll, keep workers on the books, or pay rent, mortgage, and existing debt would be forgiven, provided the company's workers stay employed through the end of June. So that's good. Another good one for small businesses, $17 billion. Another $17 billion will cover 6 months of payments for small businesses with existing SBA loans. Now, of course, big corporations, an estimated cost of $500 billion. The Act provides loans and other money for big companies, subject to a number of restrictions.
You know, it used to be if you were a business and you didn't prepare for downturns and everything, you just go out of business. I was part of doing business, you know. But now you can turn to your government. And you know, get the help that you need to stay there. So you can finance your expenses. So you can go into debt to finance your expenses so you can stay in business. So that way you can take more money for profit. So you can put that into the economy. And then when things get tough or things slow down, where's emergencies out of your control, you go to government. So I don't know. You go to the taxpayer. I should say you go to the taxpayer.
That's so true. I mean, it will be interesting to see if any future generations, the farther and farther our successors get from the 2008 crisis and now this coronavirus pandemic crisis, whether these will continue to serve as precedents in the future, or if others will have more sense when they're in office to say enough is enough, you know, this is the way things are going to be from now on.
Well, enough.
I don't know, Melody. We live in interesting times.
Oh, we do. It's enough is enough. We're out of time. So that was the perfect ending. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm not sure. I got a text while we're doing the program. Greg Hunter might be joining us tomorrow. I'll have to confirm that. If not, I'll still be here with Butch Paul until then. Thank you, Dave. And we'll be back tomorrow. Good night. Be safe. And God bless.
Bye-bye. If I got me a wealthy man.